investigation into an alleged Al-Qaeda-directed plot to detonate explosives somewhere in New York City. Specific targets are uncertain, and not everyone involved has been identified. But prosecutors say a Colorado man, Najibullah Zazi, appears to be the ringleader. And court records say Zazi kept handwritten bomb-making notes from lessons given to him by Al-Qaeda. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Federal Court, Brooklyn.
Word now, a Florida man who fled the country after his family turned up dead is being held by police. More on that from ABC's Matt Gutman live in Miami.
Alex, Haitian police say they've detained Dumas. He had apparently boarded a flight to Haiti on Friday, just hours after police say his wife and five children were butchered in a Naples home. Police said their throats were slit. Dumas has a history of domestic abuse, but police aren't saying he's a suspect, but a person of interest in the case. Alex?
Police in Oregon have found the remains of Brigham Young student Brooke Wilberger. She went missing 5 years ago in Oregon. Her killer pleaded guilty today. Economic news after a hot summer for car makers, it could be a chilly fall.
Cash for clunkers.
The Cash for Clunkers program last month was a boon for the auto industry. But since it ended, sales are falling off with a huge clunking sound. Consumer auto website Edmunds.com expects September sales to fall to their lowest rate in 28 years. Without government help, it appears people are just not that interested in new cars right now. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
It's still raining in Georgia. Two people are now dead from all the rain and flooding. Streets and schools are closed today. 20 inches of rain fell around Atlanta over the weekend. You're listening to ABC News.
Hi there, I'm a squirrel, and there's nothing I enjoy more than running out in front of your car. Man, it's fun, and it ain't gonna change. So help a squirrel out by replacing your shocks. It'll help your car stop sooner and us live longer. Because I'd love to say I'm gonna stop darting into traffic, but I'm not.
Take it from a squirrel. New shocks help your vehicle stop sooner. Monroe, ride safe. And September 1st through October 31st, 2009, purchase four qualifying Monroe shocks or struts and get up to $80 back by mail and rebate. Restrictions apply. Promotion details available at savingsquirrels.com.
Getting an early flu shot is the best thing you can do to protect you and your loved ones from the flu. And Walgreens is making it easy to get one. Licensed pharmacists and Take Care Clinic nurse practitioners in almost 7,000 locations are offering shots guaranteed available between 10 and 4 every day. And it only costs $24.99. Walgreens. There's a way to stay well. Vaccines subject to availability. State, age, and health condition related restrictions may apply. Other vaccines may be available. See pharmacy for details. Guaranteed hours available until September 30th, 2009.
President Obama was talking long-term economic recovery today.
At a community college in Troy, New York, President Obama argued that the future demands a change.
To lead in the global economy, we must pass health insurance reform that brings down costs.
The college audience cheered, but health care reform will now have to take a back seat for the next few days. President Obama is in New York City for a week of heavy diplomacy at the UN. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
Neil Patrick Harris from Doogie Howser and How I Met Your Mother fame has won rave reviews for hosting the Emmys last night, and his performance may have played a role in getting people to watch the awards show.
During CBS's broadcast of the 61st Primetime Emmy Awards, comedian Ricky Gervais joked about the Emmys' dwindling audience.
That joke, just for the 5,000 people in this room. Not for the 5,000 people watching at home.
Well, according to early ratings, Gervais was off by about 13,295,000 as 13.3 million tuned in for TV's biggest night. That's up a million viewers from last year and Emmy's biggest audience in 3 years. CBS was still trounced by NBC as Sunday Night Football, according to Variety, attracted over 25 million viewers. David Blaustein, ABC News.
A wildfire in California that destroyed 8 homes over the weekend has now been fully contained this afternoon. It broke out near Temecula, California. Dow down 41 at close. NASDAQ up 5. This is ABC News.
Jimmy's not feeling well and so cranky I can't even take his temperature. Does he have a fever, doctor?
Well, let's see. A slight one, yes.
Is that a thermometer?
Sure is. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, same as we use at the hospital. Takes his temperature with just a light scan of his forehead. Fast, easy, accurate, and gentle, too. So you don't have to...
I don't have to wake him up to check his temperature.
Exactly.
Where do I get one for home?
Exergen's Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Home model at Walmart, Walgreens, Costco, Sam's Club, Babies R Us, and Toys R Us.
I'm Alex Stone, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon, I'm Brett Burkhardt. Investigators are digging today in Philip and Nancy Garrido's backyard near Antioch, where search dogs and ground-penetrating radar equipment detected something that could be human remains. Officers in Antioch say they have a confession in last week's drive-by shooting near Deer Valley High. Police say the 19-year-old who was arrested after the shooting admits to driving the car and firing the shot. that sent a 16-year-old student to the hospital. That student is expected to survive. And a 20-year-old man who was shot at Skyline College in San Bruno is now facing charges. Police say Eric Brewer was shot during a gang fight in the campus parking lot. He's now facing charges of bringing a gun on campus. And with the KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
In Oakland, westbound 580 on the connector up to westbound 980. It's a two-car crash on the shoulder. There's another one eastbound 4 after Hillcrest in Antioch. Chevy is on eBay. Now you can make the offer you want on the car you want whenever you want. Their best cars, your best offer. Go to Chevy.eBay.com. See participating California dealers for details. Take delivery by 9:30 09. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Very warm by the bay and hot inland. High temperatures near 80 in San Francisco, 95 to 100 inland. It'll be hotter tomorrow. Lloyd Lindsay-Young says we could see a high of 100 in San Francisco. It's 70 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome to the program once again. I am, as many of you have sensed, back from vacation. I was away for a week. Nothing exotic. This wasn't Africa or China. But you know something? Equally as exotic, because something I often don't get to say a lot, is how beautiful the country that we live in is. Now, the Chinese word for America in Mandarin is Meigua. Mei means beautiful, and Gua means country, and truly. We did the High Sierra in my bus. A lot of you know I have a bus. It's my favorite toy, 1952 bus. We converted over kind of into a little motorhome. And it was originally part of the Yosemite Park fleet of buses in the 50s. And then they sold it off, and that's when I got the thing and did the work on it. And part of the trip was up through the Tioga Pass through the backside. Didn't go into Yosemite Valley, but boy, how gorgeous. We spent nights at Sardine Lake and Mono Lake, one of the more fascinating places in California, for sure. Just absolutely fascinating place. Saddlebag Lake. You know, that's at 10,000 feet. You get up in the morning, look out the window of your RV, you should pardon the expression, you're looking at a view, no matter how much wealth you have, you could never buy, you could never build a house there. You get to see scenery and be in a place that you just couldn't do any other way. So I'm very, very pro-RVing. You remember the study we did about how RV people are healthier and more mentally alert and more socially connected. This lake is so high. How high was it, Doc? Well, July 21st is when it thawed this year, this past summer. July 21st. It was a little nippy, but still gorgeous, and just walking around, I don't know, cleans the pipes. All right, where do we start? Oh, I just start with, let's play doctor. Here's a 26-year-old woman. I'll give you her symptoms. This is making the medical news. Her complaint is, she has an urge to urinate more than 20 times a day. Well, when that woman comes in with those complaints, you're going to give her a urological evaluation, check her for a bladder infection, etc., etc. What do you think the cause was? Drinking too much water. And she describes her symptoms, you know, from wetting the bed to spending most of her time looking for a urinal. The doctors here, here's the best part to me, is the maximum amount of water a person should drink, not even 8 glasses. And so many of you believe this 8 glasses of water a day thing. It's nonsense. We don't even know where it came from. There have been a couple of researchers trying to trace it back to the early part of the century. No one can find out where. I mean, somebody, it's before talk shows, I guess, somebody came up with that advice and it kind of stuck. Because as water is 99% of most everything else you drink, so you have to take that into account. Some of these things you may have heard, because I happened while I was gone, they're new to me. Oh, this botched execution gives you chills. They couldn't find veins, suitable veins in which to inject the drugs into this murderer in, where is this, Ohio? Or Illinois? Yes, Ohio. And this has happened before in Ohio in a previous execution. The executioner sits up to tell his executioners that the drugs that they said were supposed to render him unconscious were not working. Now they've added a step where the warden tries to rouse the condemned prisoner after the initial dose of sedatives is administered. And they couldn't find a vein. My question is in these things is, do you wipe the site with alcohol? They use an alcohol wipe so the person doesn't get an infection when you administer a drug essentially to trying to kill them, and they're now trying to figure out what to do next. Well, I almost forgot about this, but thanks to an ever-alert Heather, when the warning first came out that today is the last day of the Earth because let me make sure it says not. We got the right. Well, see, there's a few hours left. A few hours left here. Uh-oh. We better be careful. So this could be the last. This could be the last day. So start partying because the rapture is coming today. And you would think how many times people do this, make fools of themselves. There are still major groups of people on Earth who are ready to sign up and believe. And I have the data here and how they calculated that today is the last day and this is the end of the Earth as we know it. And if you believe that, I'll give you an address and you can send Heather and I what remains in your bank account. We'll take it. Kind of like those of you using Google today, you might notice a little, you know, a little doodle they have at the top shows flying saucers taking off from the Earth. Heather and I both thought it was in reference to this rapture thing, but no, it's H.G. Wells' birthday, War of the Worlds. But I'm wondering, what's weirder, believing the rapture, the end of the Earth today, I mean, or flying saucers? I think flying saucers in some ways are a little more rational, right? All right, speaking of rational versus non-rational, a very, very famous, I mean, it wouldn't be polite to call someone who just died a quack, but a very famous alternative practitioner having to do with cancer who I confront all the time because of her believers, Hulda Clark, has died at the age of 80. Not particularly long-lived, that's average for a woman in the United States. Now, she has been telling people that cancer is caused by parasites and some toxins and pollutants. And if you take her treatment and kill the parasites, you won't get cancer. And she had a clinic in Tijuana, Mexico, and admirers, of course, portray her as a great research scientist, even though she's never published a scientific article. Critics regard her as a quack and charge she exploited desperate patients. And that's kind of sad, and that's why I come down hard upon this. But no one's telling us exactly how. They say she had complications from a spinal cord injury, but there's no details to see whether she indeed may have died of cancer herself. Well, here we go. It gets a step worse because this one is still alive. And a lot of you just think she's a person to whom you should turn for health and medical advice. Suzanne Summers. She thinks that Patrick Swayze was killed by chemotherapy. Listen to this quote here. Then I'm going to have some fun with the truth. They took a beautiful man, no question there, and put poison in his body. The star told columnist so-and-so at a party for so-and-so at the so-and-so film festival. She says she has a book on cancer coming out next month. I mean, you got to really ask yourself a question whether this is the end of civilization as we know it. It ain't going to be the rapture. It's just stupidity's taking us over. That a washed-up movie star writes a book on cancer, and there's a person who would buy it. Why couldn't they have built him up nutritionally and gotten rid of the toxins? I hate to be this controversial, but I have to speak out. No, you're not controversial. Controversy is when different groups of smart people disagree. When there's one bumpkin out there, like yourself, who believes one thing and the rest of the world doesn't, that's not a controversy. Why couldn't they build him up nutritionally? You know, this idea, this is Heather's line, it's a beauty, that the only thing between you and death is a banana. That all disease is due to nutrition. And they simply would feed him bananas and that would cure pancreas cancer. How do you handle this? What do we do? Well, freedom of speech is so precious, I would never try to come up with anything official. And the only thing you can do is preventive medicine, and that means intelligence. That means you've got to learn and get smart as a consumer. Oh, look at that. I was wondering whether it was working today, but I guess it is. So with that, I moved to something I had completely forgotten about, another deal that many years ago, the National Institute of Health decided under a lot of pressure from politicians and misguided patients. And I want to do this quickly. I don't want to give this guy too much time. There was a therapy called the Gonzalez therapy for cancer, for pancreas cancer. This guy made a lot of noise, and he got the ear of a lot of consumers and a lot of politicians. And so National Institute of Health put up the money. What a waste of money. Can you imagine? and tried it out. And they found people who were, I guess, dumb enough to allow this to be done to them, this alternative medical therapy, and then the other half of the group got chemotherapy. All right? Now, Gonzalez therapy includes enzymes and supplements, a lot of coffee enemas, a lot of coffee enemas and organic food. When he was active in promoting this, I just had to slap my head. All right? Well, again, they wasted the money and did the study. For those of you who really care, but you don't. You really don't care. How do I express this? At the end of a year, 60% of the chemotherapy group were alive. But 16% of the Gonzalez therapy people were alive. Look at it another way. The median survival, and this is the worst cancer we have, just about, 4 or 5% 5-year survival. But with chemotherapy, the median survival was 14 months. Those on the Gonzalez therapy lasted 4 months. Suzanne, if you had pancreas cancer, which would you choose? I mean, there are the numbers. Well, there are the numbers. And yet, we had to do a study, spend the money, and it's not going to matter. Because a lot of you will still go out and get your latte, up your butt every day to cure your cancer. And there's nothing I can do about it. You don't want facts to get in the way of your beliefs. Quickly on beliefs, this happened while I was gone. The majority of physicians supporting the public option. Overall, 63% of physicians support health care reform proposals that include both a public option and traditional insurance. And the number goes up if you include doctors who support only just a public option. And almost 60% of doctors support expanding Medicare eligibility. And we had to people 55. And we had one of the callers to this program suggested that. Wrote us a letter. He was right on. I mean, it's an easy way. The system is already there. The machine is there, the Medicare machine. And this extending it 10 years younger would just get us going in the right direction, no? Here's the kind of thing, though, you're going to have to deal with as time goes on and we deal with reform, and that is when we do things and when we don't. You get a kid with a bump in the head, and you go to the ER or your doctor, you're very likely to get a CAT scan for a lot of reasons. Just in case your child is a one in a million and, is going to get a brain bleed and die. That's what we call defensive medicine. Well, here's research looked at 42,000 kids with head injuries. CAT scans were done in 15,000. CAT scans have a lot of X-ray in them, a lot of radiation. Serious brain injuries were diagnosed in 376 kids, and 60 underwent brain surgery. Now, did I divide this? I did the numbers for it, and it came out to 1 in 700. Anyway, those are the kind of numbers of kids that get a brain injury. But they found that they try to determine when is this needed. And this is the kind of thing we're going to have to cope with if we're going to bring down costs. In children under 2, if there's no scalp swelling, if there's no significant loss of consciousness, and no palpable, that means you can feel a skull fracture, and they act normally, they don't need the CAT scan. Even though in that particular case, a lot of doctors will do it because they're afraid something might slip through the cracks. In children older than 2, if a kid has normal mental status, no loss of consciousness, no vomiting, no sign of fracture at the base of the skull, and no headaches, and the injury occurred in a non-severe way, now there wasn't a car crash or they fell off a 10-story building, they don't need it either. And they found this, two things I just told you, those two groups were 99.9% accurate predicting low-risk injuries. But if you're a doctor, I said 99.9% accurate, you see, and you see thousands of kids in your career, you can see one might slip through if you use those criteria. So the incentive is always going to be to order too many tests. This is bothersome. Two former nurses who complained about a doctor who kept selling herbal remedies to patients he had in his clinic. The nurses, the whistleblowers, are facing criminal charges as a result. It's a bizarre case that has drawn national attention. Ann Mitchell, Vicoline Gale are awaiting trial for misuse of official information, which is a third-degree felony under Texas law. In April, they notified the doctor he was being investigated, and they asked for several medical records. After receiving the notice, a doctor asked the sheriff to find out who ratted on him, who made the complaint. The nurses complained anonymously, but information supplied by the board enabled the sheriff to figure out who they were And even though federal laws protect whistleblowers, the hospital fired the nurses, and the DA was able to persuade a grand jury to indict them. Texas Medical Board and the American Nurses Association have complained the prosecution is improper, and they're going to file suit themselves, so we wish them well. We wish them well. I mean, what? A doctor, it is illegal, it is considered unethical to sell drugs even to patients. So selling herbs is a step worse because most of the time, they don't work. All right, you ready? Would you rather be popular or would you rather be rich? And why am I asking the question? You're going to be surprised. I actually have an answer. An answer for you. I think you'll enjoy that. All right. I'm Dr. Dean Adell. 1-800-548-TALK. Again, 1-800-548-8255.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. Call now. 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
The sea salt of the world. Vary in color, taste, and intensity. Now Campbell's has found one that tops them all. It's naturally flavorful. Adding it helps us use less salt than before in Campbell's tomato soup. That famous, familiar flavor, as delicious as ever, now with less salt. Thanks to a very special sea salt in Campbell's tomato soup.
So many, many reasons it's so good.
Look, I can tell you all the ins and outs of car insurance, but sometimes GEICO surprises even me. Like when it comes to paying your premium. They can automatically debit your checking account or charge your credit card. It's easy, paperless, and I suspect magic. I don't know how they do it. I mean, I know how GEICO can help save you hundreds on car insurance, but all that electronic stuff, poof, off it goes, and you're all good.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line. Created by our national development team.
Spread across three time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click on the radio graphic and enter the promo code KGO to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, KGO. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com.
Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
A love hangover is one thing. For everything else, you do need a cure. And that's why there's Dr. Dean Adell. Now available simply by dialing 800-548-TALK. This is Heather, standing by at 800-548-8255.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Mike. How you doing, Mike?
Hello, Dr. Dean?
Yes, sir.
Doctor, I have a friend with leukemia, white blood cell count of 73,000, and she's taking a number of vitamin supplements, B12, C, fish oil, calcium, a product called Glycentials, kind of know what you're going to say. I don't think you're going to like that.
Yeah, well, it's less that than what the scientific truth is here, and it's really hard because you're going to have to extrapolate from other areas and other kinds of research, because I don't know of any study which specifically looked at vitamins and supplements, because some of the things you mentioned are not vitamins. It's a big group of things, and leukemia. But I can tell you generically, let's hope that the best I can say is that it's not harming her, all right? And that used to be my standard line. But nowadays, I'm afraid there has been research that is starting to hint at the fact that vitamins, if you have cancer, could make it worse. Why? Well, 35 years ago, I speculated on this on the air. I mean, it made sense that, you know, cancer, it's a very voracious, rapidly growing cell, and you don't want to feed it. You don't want to feed it. It turns out the reasoning is a little more sophisticated, because the way your body fights, the way your immune system kills cancer cells, among the many ways, is by making oxidative molecules to kill it, oxidation. So these people are taking antioxidants, you see? So we have found, for instance, chemotherapy works in an oxidative manner. So when you take vitamins and then you give someone chemotherapy, it weakens the effect of chemotherapy. So it's very tricky. I would advise somebody with cancer, though, to eat a variety of vegetables and fruits, because there is also some evidence that a healthy diet in that way provides the balance of antioxidants that your body needs, not the single kind you find in vitamin pills. And your body works its magic in very, very, very funny things. You know, it's it has balancing. It balances everything. So if it makes an antioxidant here, then it makes an anti-antioxidant. Then there's an anti-anti-antioxidant. That's how it keeps everything in proportion. So I don't know what to say. I just don't know what to say. Fortunately, leukemia is mostly a curable disease, and let's hope she's in that column. All right? Let's talk to Jason. How you doing, Jason? Welcome to the program.
Fine, thank you. A question. I'm curious. A question and a comment. How far back the 8 glasses of water goes a day? I know in 1975, I asked the doctor the origin of that, and the doctor told me it was based on a study of, you can pick your own numbers, I don't remember that anymore.
Sure, sure.
Who were 5'10", 170 pounds. It was based on a study. They were all given the same amount of exercise. Then they were checked with their hydration level, and that was the what I thought was the origin of that. But now I thought you said it actually went back farther than that.
It may go back for it. We don't really know the origin, as I can say. I mean, hydration's important, of course, but the reason I even question what your doctor told you is I don't drink any water. Well, I do occasionally. Nobody needs to drink any water at all. You need to get water in what you drink, but it doesn't have to be water. So if you drink beer all day long, that's fine. Tea, coffee, soda, everything counts that has water in it. And even that is a stretch, because if you had no water available at all, you know, fruit is 98% water, white bread 60% water, meat is. And so there's just lots and lots of sources of water. And what you're doing is making your kidneys work extra hard. Now, your kidneys can handle the job most of the time, but if you realize that almost all the water you drink is coming out in urine, what are you accomplishing? Right? Your body will let you know. Certainly, you're going out in the sun and it's hot. I mean, there are reasons where I would encourage people to drink water, especially if you drink no other liquids. But how, like you're implying, they pick, especially beware of advice that comes down to specifics like that, because as you're implying, we are all different. That's like how many calories we need. It's like how fat is too fat, because we're all different height, different weight, et cetera, et cetera. So just make sure you're adequately, you know, adequately hydrated. That's the best I can do. You don't need to carry a water bottle around with you either to do that. All right, we come back. Would you rather be popular or rich? You don't get a choice of both, but let's see what you think of this study, because it does give us an answer. I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Cooling centers are open in San Jose today and tomorrow as the Bay Area gears up for record high temperatures, which should exceed 100 degrees in a lot of areas. Body of murdered Yale graduate student Annie Lay has been brought home for burial. Funeral services are planned for Saturday at Holy Trinity Church in El Dorado Hills. Lay is from Placerville. Fire, which started on Saturday in the Plumas National Forest, is about 80% contained. 300 firefighters using 5 helicopters are still battling the blaze. Full containment expected tonight. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials closed the day down 41 points at 9,778. Lloyd Lindsay Young says sunny and very warm by the bay this afternoon, hot inland. Rosie Allen, KGL Radio News.
Hi, I'm Alan Hyman, chairman of Fremont Bank. In this economy, why spend any more than you have to? Mortgage rates have dropped, and even if your home's value has declined, call Fremont Bank. Right now, the rate on our fixed-rate mortgage is as low as 4.5% APR with no closing cost or points. Call 866-341-REFI to speak with one of our loan officers to find out if refinancing your mortgage can lower your monthly payment. They'll answer your questions and start your application right over the phone. It's quick and easy. Even in this housing market, make the call today about these historically low mortgage rates, as low as 4.5% APR on a fixed-rate mortgage with Fremont Bank. Call 866-341-REFI for details about credit cost and terms, or visit FremontBank.com.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 9/18/09, subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And the recipient of the $50 companion certificate to Hawaii is... Yvette!
Woo! Oh, yeah! Thank you. Ever since I was a girl, I've dreamed of being whisked off to paradise by Mr. Wright. And thanks to this $50 companion certificate, courtesy of the Alaska Airlines Visa signature card, my dream is coming true. To my husband, who got the card and is taking me to paradise for 50 bucks. Thank you.
You're welcome, hon. Who's the guy with the big voice and the drum?
It's Kenny, the plumber.
Hi!
Apply for the Alaska Airlines Visa Signature Card, and upon approval, take someone anywhere Alaska flies, including Hawaii, for 50 bucks, and only $99 every year after that. For details and to apply, visit alaskaair.com/50 bucks.
Passenger is responsible for all applicable taxes, fees, and surcharges. Credit card subject to approval. Visit alaskaair.com/50 bucks for full details.
Kent Putnam here to tell you about the grand opening of our two new Putnam Subaru locations. We just unlocked the doors of our beautiful showroom and filled our huge lot with the impressive lineup of Subaru all-wheel drive vehicles. To celebrate, Putnam Subaru is offering 0% financing for 48 months on every 09 Impreza. It doesn't get any lower than 0%. Actually, it does at Putnam, because we're also offering up to $1,500 customer cash on select 09 Imprezas. Packed with performance and fun to drive, the Impreza has plenty of room for your gear and your golden retriever. Quick review. Putnam Subaru just opened. We're celebrating by offering 0% financing on every 09 Impreza, plus up to $1,500 customer cash on select 09 Imprezas. And we have two new locations, Putnam Subaru in Burlingame and Putnam Subaru in San Francisco. Check us out at PutnamSubaru.com.
2083 per thousand financed at 0% for 48 months with approved credit. Customer cash up to $1,500 off MSRP. Example 09 Impreza 2.5i. Subject to vehicle insurance and availability. No down payment required. Offer expires 9/30/09.
There is nothing like a tame, nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name.
It won 7 Tony Awards. The best revival of Rodgers and Hammerstein in a generation, cheers the Washington Post. There is nothing like South Pacific.
Now at the Golden Gate Theater through October 25th. Call Ticketmaster or visit shnsf.com.
Brought to you by Advil. Get the facts and join the millions who count on Advil for relief. Relief doesn't get any better than this. Advil.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinadel here. Welcome to the program, or let's talk about being popular or being rich. First, this is a group of scientists who've been doing a lot of studies on money and what it means, and the power of money and how money can alter social distress and even physical pain. And it turns out, negate your need for social popularity. You got money, you don't care what people think of you. That there's a tremendous symbolic value to money, maybe because the association with power or control, and it influences people's responses to emotional and physical pain. You remember the study we did where they had people handle money stacks of money or stacks of plain paper, and they found that just handling money reduced distress and anxiety over social exclusion, diminished the physical pain when you put people's hands in hot water. Being reminded, though, of having spent money intensifies both social distress and physical pain. And to make a long story short here, interpersonal money can substitute for social acceptance by conferring the ability to obtain benefits from the social system. And so there you are. If you get a choice between popularity or money, take the money and run. All right, let's talk to Anna Marie. How you doing, Anna? Marie? Sorry.
I have a question about diabetes. My friend is 67. His sugar was 116, and he was about 25 pounds overweight. He had the diabetic test where you have a test every 3 months, and then they average you 5, 6, and 7, and the doctor said, oh, you're diabetic. So he lost his 25 pounds. He got his sugar below 100, and it's been below 100 now for 6 or 7 months. The doctor is in the PPO group, and says he has to come back every 3 months to have his sugar checked for the rest of his life. And we're thinking he's just wanting to get Medicare payment and a doctor's visit and a lab test and all that stuff. Does he have to go back every 3 months for the rest of his life?
Well, that's a tough question. He's doing well, right? He's doing fine at this particular point. What's going to happen in the future? Well, of course, the weight loss was a really smart thing to do, but there are a lot of very skinny diabetics walking around. It's not entirely just due to weight. And you've asked a really good question. Where should the cutoff point be? When are we taking advantage? When are we acting defensively? Because I can tell you, if you don't, let's suppose a doctor says, you can come back every year. Just pick your disease. You can come back every year. That's fine. But in the course of the year, while you're waiting, something happens and you drop dead. Well, I can tell you in court, the lawyer is going to make a big deal about that because the lawyer is going to say, hey, all the other doctors in your building have people come back every 3 months. You told the guy to come back every year. So there's no advantage to the doctor telling you to come back too infrequently. By the same token, there may be an obvious advantage having you come in. I don't think that's excessive, by the way, for diabetes. I would probably, and I don't have all the information in front of me, but, you know, every 6 months is probably enough. And you can always, you know, yourself, you know, take it down a notch because the doctor doesn't know he'll stick to it. If he gains weight and the weight loss didn't hold him, and diabetes is a terribly insidious disease, and that's not just, as you know, about blood sugar. You know, diabetics have high rate of visual impairment due to diabetes, higher rates of heart disease, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not just blood sugar. I mean, blood sugar alone, you know, doesn't hurt anybody. Everybody, you know, eat a donut, you got a high blood sugar. But on a chronic basis, it seems to be a marker for something else going on. So I don't think the doctor, this is not like the worst example I can think of. And I don't think, and a doctor's not going to, you know, not going to get rich over this, you know, small amount of money it takes to do the test. And you can even do it yourself if you want and get a meter and check the glucose and send it into the doctor's office. I think there's a tremendous future in that. I mean, if I were the czar in charge of healthcare, I would institute all these efficiencies. In general, though, it has to do with the standard of care in a community. That's why we doctors do some of these nonsensical things. You know, how we oversell all this stuff. Because if the doctor across the street is doing it, you better do it that way. Because if you don't do it that way or that often, you could get in trouble because the standard of care is what's going to be used, right, in a courtroom. So that's a toughie. That's a toughie. All right, let's talk to John. Welcome to the program, John. John, you there? John, going once. John, going twice. Let's talk. Nope. He's there?
Move.
I don't hear him. Okay. I go once, twice. That's an old auctioneer deal. Phyllis in Lombard, Illinois. How you doing, Phyllis?
Fine, thank you.
Good.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air, Phyllis. Go ahead.
I have a problem. I've been taking sleeping pills at least for 30 years.
Wow. What do you take today?
Lesinol.
Lesinol. I'm not sure what that is.
L-E-S-N-U.
Well, where do you get? Is that a prescription drug?
Yes.
Okay.
1 and 2, 3 milligrams. I was on one. It didn't work. Then I was on, I'm on two now, and that's not working. But prior to that, I was on Restorol, and that doesn't work.
Yes. Wow. Well, it sounds to me, you know, you're talking about, you know, these Valium-like drugs, and you can get addicted to them. We got to deal with your sleep problem, and it's not easy. But I got to tell you, when you get to this point, and you can see that the sleep medications that we have today require often taking more and more and more as time goes on when you get caught. I'll tell you something, Phyllis. Why don't you go online and look up sleep hygiene? There have been studies comparing sleeping pills to sleep hygiene, and sleep hygiene wins every time. It's just, it's not the pill fairy. You got to make a little bit of an effort and learn how to sleep again and address what's going on. Like, are you a person who lies here and ruminates, your brain is just going a mile a minute while you're trying to sleep? Or is there something else happening? But it's worth dealing with, because when you mention, you know, these Valium-like drugs, they are, they're powerful. And the newer Valium-like but not Valium-like drugs, you know, the most popular being Ambien, Lunesta, things like that, they are a little better mousetrap. But they don't give you a restful sleep. They really don't. You may sleep. Put it this way, you're unconscious, right? But you're not getting real sleep. You will feel better if you can deal without them. But you might find temporarily, because I don't know the brand, you know, drugs, it's generics, it's brand names, of what it is you're taking. But if it's an Ambien type, you're going to have a little more leeway. You'll be able to get off them a lot easier. If it's a total Valium type, you're going to need some help. You're going to need some help. All right. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Again, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, you'll develop a deep sense of liberation.
I will boldly bid on cheese sculptures at online auctions.
Identity Guard scans everything from credit bureaus to shady internet sites. And should the unthinkable occur, you can count on our $1 million loss insurance.
I am going to turn more online total strangers into my closest online best friends.
Live a more streaming life with Identity Guard. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com.
You want pain relief that's fast? You want pain relief that's strong? Then you want Advil Liquid Gels. They're faster and stronger on tough pain than Tylenol Rapid Release Gels. Advil Liquid Gels. They rush real liquid relief right to wherever you hurt, so you can forget about your pain and get back to your day. Advil Liquid Gels. Liquid fast. Advil strong.
Brands are trademarks of their respective owners. Use as directed.
What does it take to raise the roof on a state-of-the-art new hospital and to raise the bar on high-quality healthcare in the process? Whatever it takes, we're doing it. In the brand new El Camino Hospital in Mountain View, this amazing hospital will open to patients in mid-November, on time, under budget, and on the cusp of a new era in healthcare. The hospital was designed from the ground up with patient needs as top priority. The advances are astounding. Every innovation improves efficiency, adds technology, and enhances the patient and visitor experience. What's more, the new hospital will make a seismic change in the delivery of care, literally, as it's one of the first to meet new earthquake safety regulations. Built for today and tomorrow, this is more than a hospital. It's a visionary healthcare destination where we can serve you well for many years to come. Don't miss the Community Day preview event Saturday, October 3rd. Visit www.elcaminohospital.org for information.
For 3 days only at Joseph A. Bank. Buy a suit and get two for free. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday only. Buy any suit at our regular price and get two suits of equal or lesser value for free. That's every suit, from luxurious signature suits to traveler suits to trio suits, even business express suit separates. Buy one, get two absolutely free. Quite simply, buy one of America's best suits and get two suits free. It's 3 days only at Joseph A. Bank. Buy one suit at regular price and get two suits absolutely free. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday only at Joseph A. Bank.
Downtown in Embarcadero Center and on Sutter Street, also Mill Valley, Palo Alto, Fairfield, San Jose, San Mateo, Los Gatos, Lafayette, Stockton, and in Brentwood.
everybody. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Sam. How you doing, Sam?
Yeah, I have a question about liver damage. What's the sign of it? I have a blood test. Doesn't show any sign of liver damage, but I have pain in joints and
So you have joint pain, but the blood test did not show signs of liver damage. You wonder what the signs of liver damage are. If your blood tests are okay, then you don't have liver damage. You can forget about your liver and worry about something else. The liver is, and actually, every time you get a blood test, you're getting a test for liver. They're called LFTs, liver function tests. And there's three or four or five, depending on the machine they use, because as you are aware, I'm sure, when I'm going to go through the trouble sticking a needle in your vein and sucking up a syringe full of blood, I'm going to put it in a machine. I don't go out and put it into 10 different machines to measure the 10, 12, 24, 18 different tests that come back when the doctor sends you your results. So it's going to go through the machine. Why not have it all done at once? So they figure it's easier to do everything that's easy to do on that blood sample. Do it all. And then give back the results, and the doctor can pick and choose what's important. So liver function tests are actually fairly sensitive to liver damage. And I suppose if I got out a book on hepatology, I could probably find some weird liver disease that doesn't show up early in liver function tests, possibly. But most of them do. All right. Let's talk to Steve. How you doing, Steve?
Dean. Hi, Dr. Dean. I love your show.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, and I'm a 62-year-old male, pretty good health. I take a little 10 milligram lisinopril every day, and I have a CPAP machine, which helps me out. The other day, I went hiking with some friends. I'm also a private pilot, so I have my own pulse oximeter. And the other day, I went hiking with some friends up in the Sierra, and we rapidly ascended from 4,300 feet on the valley floor to 10,000 feet in a car. Then we hiked for 6 or 7 hours at 10 to 12,000 feet, and my saturation levels were down around 73, which is just about the dummy stage, as far as I understand. Two friends were able to say saturated at 90%, which I think is about average. And so my doctor called for a arterial blood gas test, and everything came back normal.
Well, that's good. I'm not sure I'd worry too much. It's funny, Steve, because I was just hiking last week up in the High Sierra. For just out of curiosity between the two of us, where were you?
Cottonwood Lakes.
Okay, you're in a different spot, because that's the elevations we were doing. And it's funny, you used the word hike. I'm thinking to myself, you know, why do they call it a hike? My wife says to me, okay, we're taking a hike. I don't know. If you say I'm taking a walk, I'm with you. You say you're taking a hike, it sounds like pain, but we were started out at 10,000 feet. We only went up to 11,000, 12,000 feet, so you outdid me. Oh, you betcha. Listen, the air is thin. It's very thin up there. It's possible that marginal cardiovascular and lung things might show up more quickly, but your doc did the did the test at sea level, and your saturation was fine. And I know you got your own pulse oximeter, and you were fiddling around with it, and I just would question the validity, out in the field like that. I just would have to see what you were doing, whether there's other explanations. This is, of course, a measure of the oxygen gets in your system. You breathe in the oxygen in your lungs. It goes through the membrane into the blood, and it's picked up by the red blood cells, which cling to it and deliver it to other tissues. And so when there's any impairment in terms of how fast your heart is beating or how fast your lungs are going back and forth, your body will compensate. Obviously, you're hiking at that elevation. You're fit. You're fine. You know, a lot of people listening right now have trouble doing that with a flight of stairs. What happens is your body will go through all these changes, increasing the heart rate, increasing respiratory rate, and other little chemical changes to make sure the tissues get enough oxygen. And that's the end game right there, that your tissues are getting enough oxygen. So I wouldn't worry about you. Let's talk to Walt. How you doing, Walt? Walt?
Hi, Dr. Dell. Yes, I was wondering, in your books you've written about how money has diseases on it. And I was wondering, are the money from other countries, do they have more diseases on it or less?
Well, you know, the only study I know of that could compare that, because it was the first study that looked at money and germs, essentially. Let's use germs instead of diseases. And it was done in a fish market in Rangoon in Burma. And there were a lot of germs on the paper money in the fish market. in Burma. Well, when we start doing these studies in other countries, it looks pretty similar in most Western countries. The other question would be, which has been scandalous recently, having to do with the percentage of money in different countries that have cocaine on it. United States, almost every bill you have, it's got cocaine on it. And it may have more to do with accounting machines where it spreads, even more to do with technology, that we can measure something at such a low level. We couldn't do that study 20 years ago because we didn't have the technology to detect parts per billion of cocaine. So if one bill has cocaine on it and they put it in the accounting machine, it spreads little powdery things to all the other bills. So I guess you would want to think that in third world countries the bills are dirtier, but I can't say that. The only reference I have is that Burmese study, and that money had all kinds of stuff on it, so I wouldn't go licking any Burmese bills if you have it in your wallet right now. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adell. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK.
Hey, Matt, what are you doing with your kids for vacation?
We're taking them to Orlando for the week. How about you?
Yeah, about that. Actually, we're going to stick around town. The house needs to be painted again. How come your home always looks like it's just been painted?
Well, we invested in Rhino Shield paint. It's tough, durable, ceramic-based paint.
Wow.
It's non-toxic and comes in any color. It's unlike any other product out there.
Whoa, that sounds like it would cost a fortune.
Expensive? No way. It's a great investment, and it helps us save energy and money. It utilizes 3M's patented Microsphere technology, so it doesn't break down, even in extreme weather conditions.
No kidding.
Rhino Shield reflects the sun's energy, which means it helps keep our home cooler in the summer and warmer in the winter.
Well, maybe I should call Rhino Shield.
Maintenance-free, tough, long-lasting Rhino Shield paint. Call 888-868-7575 today for a free DVD or hassle-free consultation. Not sold in stores, so call today. 888-868-7575.
If you've ever tried it before, you know that saving money is harder than it looks. That's why at Wells Fargo, we're with you when you're ready to save smarter. Come in today and we'll take a look at your financial picture and work together to help you save. With a Wells Fargo checking account, you get all sorts of online tools that make saving easier. Like My Spending Report with Budget Watch, where you can track your expenses. Or My Savings Plan, where you can transfer money to your savings account automatically. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
KGO News Talk 810 and Alta Bates Summit Medical Center are teaming up to help our community become more cancer smart. We've created a special website, cancersmart.net, with educational facts about cancer risk, detection, treatment, and support. This month, we focus on prostate cancer. According to the National Cancer Society, one out of every six men in the U.S. will get prostate cancer. To learn more, go to cancersmart.net.
We've all seen our investments and savings lose value in these tough economic times. Hi, I'm Jay Johnson, 36th Director of the U.S. Mint. I supervised our nation's gold supply, and I'm often asked why I buy gold. I buy gold because it helps protect against inflation and huge government spending. And gold is a safe haven asset that has never dropped to zero. In fact, gold has tripled since 2001. Some experts believe gold may be on its way to new record highs. Make gold a part of your portfolio. Call Goldline, a company with nearly $500 million in annual sales. As a former director of the U.S. Mint, I chose Goldline as a client because Goldline has been helping people acquire gold for nearly 50 years. Call Goldline at 800-556-GOLD to receive your free gold investor's kit, including important risk information about acquiring precious metals. Call 800-556-GOLD. 800-556-GOLD. Call now. 800-556-4653.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome back. Let's talk to Terry. How you doing, Terry?
Hi, Dr. Dean. Two quick questions. Your earlier caller had me thinking about how often a doctor should see you for certain things. I'm decreasing dosage to go off of Wellbutrin. I've been on it for about 7 years. I've gone from 300 down to 225. I'm now at 150. How long, typically, because I know it's all specific to the individual, does it take for someone to work their way off an antidepressant?
Well, you know, they recommend, and they're all different, you know, they recommend a couple of months, let's say. And if not, I mean, have you had any symptoms as they've decreased it?
No.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, some people get, you know, insomnia, and some people get all kind, you know, they get wired, some people get nauseous, some people, you know, get an achy kind of a flu-like deal, and it really depends on the dosage, it depends on the medication, depends on the person. And we are all different. You know, it's kind of like you think about quitting smoking. There's something that causes withdrawal symptoms of most people, but there's plenty of people. I mean, my mother was one of them, and I know a lot of you know someone who's gone through it. They quit smoking and have no symptoms. That's it. They get up in the morning and quit after 20 years of smoking, and bingo. So I suppose it was like it's like anything else. So I think I missed how long it's been. The first cut, the first step down was how long ago?
The first cut down was probably about 6 months ago, and it was 150 in the morning and 75 at night, so it was at 225 a day. And then about 3 months ago, we went to 150 for just mornings now. And you know, the prescription dosage is not the three-month period anymore. And I understand this because he wants to keep tracking, you know, make sure there's no adverse reactions. But I'm just wondering, you know, if there's a typical cycle, and again, you know.
Yes. Well, that feels a little long in terms of the typical antidepressant, but I'll tell you something that we've learned, and this may be how your doctor is playing it. The first initial descent you can do pretty radically. You can go down, you know, 50% quickly, maybe even down to 25%. But as you come in for a landing, it's just think of an airplane coming in for a landing. They don't go down vertically, right? As an airplane comes down, you know, it's kind of like, you know, level off a little just before touchdown. And so they are now extending the last end, the end of this until zero. So you may find you go from, you know, down 50% and down another 25%, and then the last 5%, 10% may take a little longer. That feels a little drawn out, Terry. It does, but by the same token, why not be extra cautious? And you have felt nothing. That's the best part of it. And I'd mention this to the doctor. Say, why not? Let's go a little faster. I'm getting tired of this. See what happens. All right? I'm Dr. Dean Adele. Please join us for the next program. Until then, as always, be well.
I'm Jennifer Hernandez. I'm a AAA member, and here's my story. Just before our wedding, I got a phone call from my fiancé, Joe, and he said that he had just been in an accident. And I immediately said, was it your fault? And it wasn't his fault, luckily. Everyone was okay. So, you know, we'd prepared ourselves to deal with insurance, but we were surprised by how well AAA treated us. They had a rental car ready for us and helped us find a good body shop. And here's the thing. They weren't even our insurance. They were the other driver's insurance company. And if they're treating us like this and they're not our provider, wow, we need to get with AAA because they're going to take care of us. So we switched to AAA, and we've been with them ever since.
AAA Auto Insurance goes above and beyond when you need help most, just like our famous road service. And it may save you money. Get a free auto insurance quote today. Call 1-800-JOIN-AAA. Click AAA.com or visit your local branch. Get more. Get AAA.
How you think about grocery shopping is all changing. Because now at Safeway, the things you use every day have new everyday low prices. Find new low prices on thousands of items like pasta, juice, and ice cream. That means Safeway is the place you go for quality groceries and everything on your list, all at the price you need. Like Safeway Refresh Water. Now it's only $3.49 for a 24-pack of 16.9-ounce bottles, plus CRV. Count on it every day. In addition to everyday low prices, you'll still find great club card specials. This week, get Rancher's Reserve Whole Tri-Tip Roast untrimmed for $2.57 a pound in the Extreme Value Pack. Sweet red, green, or black seedless grapes are 79 cents a pound. Plus, you can get your flu shot at the Safeway Pharmacy and save 10% on your next grocery purchase. No appointment necessary. Some restrictions apply. See the pharmacy for details. From club card specials to our new everyday low prices, at Safeway, you'll always get what you want, when you want it, at the price you need. That's our promise. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
It's Gil Gross. So a couple takes some family pictures to Walmart, and next thing you know, they're arrested. They're in a sex offender registry. They take the kids away. Coming up, KGO, San Francisco, San Jose.
From Oakland. ABC News.
At 2 o'clock.
I'm Charles Gibson. The exact targets are unknown, but the FBI believes the plan was to hit New York City.
Three suspects in the ongoing terror probe appeared in court today. ABC's Aaron Katerski was in the courtroom for one of those hearings and joins us live.
All three men were ordered held for at least a couple of more days, Charlie.